So now we've been speaking in Perek Vav in Tanat Gedio. And in Perek Vav Zimin Zayin, Gedio Navi teaches us the following thing. Vayikra al Moshe. Hashem called out to Moshe. Mikan Amru, Chazal teach from here, called Talmid Chacham She'ein Baideya. A Talmid Chacham who's not a Bar Das. Behema Toiva Mimenu. A Behema is better than him. It's different than the Lashon elsewhere in Chazal. They say, Nevela Teva Himena. That a Talmud Chacham has to be as somebody who has Das. Teid Alecha, Shekeinu, and we bring a Raya from here by Yikra Moshe, Tzei Lamad with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is Avi HaChachma, Avi HaNaviyim, V'hoitzi as he's filming Mitzrayim. And he took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Val Yodoi Nasu Nisim Veniflois Beretz Mitzrayim. He was the one who Hashem chose to bring the Nisim and the Niflois in Mitzrayim with the Eretz Cham. Venasu Al Yodoi Noirol Sayamsuf. Amazing miracles by the Yam. Va'ala Lishmei Maraim. And he went up to the high heavens. Va'hoirid HaTorah Min Hashemayim. And he brought down the Torah from there. Va'asak V'malechas HaMishkan. And after all this, Va'afilu Hachi. He didn't go in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Hashem said to come. Lakach ne'emar vayikra al Moshe. That's the pshat that the pasuk says vayikra al Moshe. So Sefer Vayikra begins with these words vayikra al Moshe. After ending Parshas, the whole Sefer of Shemais, which is all the accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sefer of Shemais is filled with Moshe Rabbeinu's Maisim Tovim and the Yeshuas and everything which he did for Klal Yisrael. And from here we see Moshe Rabbeinu was called a Talmud Chacham Sheyesh Baideya. But just because somebody knows a lot of Torah, doesn't mean necessarily that he's a bar das. There's a Talmud Chacham sheyesh baideya, and there's a Talmud Chacham she'ein baideya. And the difference between a Talmud Chacham sheyesh baideya and a Talmud Chacham she'ein baideya is the difference between a behema being better than him, or being better than a behema. From this chazal, we find something very interesting. That Moshe Rabbeinu's das is the fact that he did not go what the Chazal called the Fnai V'Lifnim into the Oyel Moed to hear Hashem speak to him until he was called to come in. It's a very interesting makar to explain what it means that Talmud Chacham Sheyesh Baideya. What is the godless of this, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come into the Oyel Moed until he was called to come in by Yikra Moshe? In order for a person to be an Adam HaShalem, to be a person who is well-rounded, Chazal explained, a person who is an Adam HaShalem means, Chazal, the Zayah Kaddish, they point to the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu saw in the Sulam, he saw Behine Sulam Mutzav Arza Vereisha Magia Shemaim. That the Sulam was firmly grounded in this world, yet the head of the Sulam was in the high heavens. And Chazal see from here that it depicts what it means to be an Adam HaShalem. And the reason why there's a Shlemus in that, there's a Shlemus between Shemaim and Arz. And in this way, a person emulates his Creator. Mahu Afata, that just in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere, he's in the highest places, he's also in the lowest places. And that means that a person needs to know how to conduct himself. On the one hand, he needs to know how to be an Ish Kadosh, but at the same time, to know how to go around in this world, to be Ma'uriv Min Abrios, to live on planet Earth, so to speak. To be on planet Earth, yet not to be on planet Earth. And this is especially important and an appropriate lesson for Yaakov Avinu after having spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash Hashem Va'iver, not sleeping. You can imagine the thoughts, the mind of Yaakov Avinu, the Kedusha, Kedeshina Kedesh Yaakov, now about to go to the house of Laban, which is the lowest place on earth. The Sulam Mutzav Arza. Not only would we have to live in the house of Laban and to live somewhat of a mundane life watching sheep 14 years, he would have to be cunning with Laban. Im ikish titapol, Chazal say, Echav ani biramos, that he knew how to be a rami. In the same way that Lavan was. But an Adam HaShalem is not somebody who is completely grounded in this world, yet not somebody who is completely in the high heavens. Somebody who is the mix to know how to be in Shemayim Va'aretz simultaneously. Very much like this Vilna Rebbe, that he was a person who, although he was a person who was Kuloi Eish, a person who was in this world. And to be in this world means that a person needs to be a bar seichel, needs to have das. He needs to know what's socially appropriate, what's not socially appropriate, know what are boundaries which should not be crossed, know where there should be hamishkeit and room for hamishkeit. A person who is able to understand situations in life and how to not to see them merely as what to do halachically, but how to take into account what's appropriate into that equation. What does Musar ask of me in the situation? What does Chassidus ask of me in the situation? What type of Derech Eretz has to be weighed now? To be a Talmud Chacham with Das. And although Moshe Rabbeinu at this stage of the game was very hamish with the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was the go-to. He was the main guy. Af al pi chein, he understood that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then there's me. And the difference is Ein Saif. And although he was so hamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Beisi Ne'eman Hu, he didn't go in to the El Moyeh to hear the words of Hashem until he was called in. He didn't let the Ahava Nechiba do away with the Derech Eretz and the Moira that Soif Kol Sof a person has to have for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Same thing is true with a Rebbe. Or in many different relationships in life. Many times a Rebbe could be very hamish. It could be very much mano, like, you know, geschmack. And to speak a certain way, have a certain sprach. But at the same time, a Talmud needs to know that a Rebbe is still a Rebbe. And not to allow the hamishkeit, which a Rebbe wants to have in order to lift up the Talmidim, or just for the beauty of the camaraderie, to take away and to know that there's still a line here, that there's a Rebbe and then there's a Talmud, and how to honor that relationship and to know where those gvulos are. That's something which takes a bar das. It takes a bar das to know how to evaluate and understand circumstances and relationships in a way to know where each thing goes and how to place it and how to give it the proper derech eretz and the proper hamishkeit. That moira, that ahava, the blend of two things together takes das. A das is the kayach of the adam, which allows him to weigh things and to know what's appropriate to use in each and every situation. Just like a person doesn't bring a baseball bat to a basketball game. A person has to know what type of a matzav ruach and what type of a face and what type of an adam he needs to be magala, what type of a midah he needs to use in different life circumstances. It's in this place, Vayikra al Moshe, that Chazal say Vayikra is a lashon chiba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe in, and he called him in with the derech kiba, and he says, "You're hamish with me. Me and you were hamish." But Moshe Rabbeinu needed to wait for the Ribbono Shel Olam's cue to be called in for that. Sometimes a person has to wait, and it could be frustrating that there's going to be a time, there's going to be a place. Person has to have seichel, he has to be a bar das. And if a Talmid Chacham is not a bar das, behema teva mimena. Because a Talmid Chacham carries with him a certain achrayus, he carries with him a certain name of Hashem on him. And if it doesn't have bardas, it could create a chil Hashem. A behema, it's not a bardas, but he doesn't walk around making chil Hashems everywhere he goes. A behema is a behema, and he'll always be a behema. But a Talmid Chacham, he has a certain calling. He's held to a certain standard. And if he doesn't have the das, which is required of a Talmid Chacham, that if he even allows his Torah to be mevatel his das, so then, behema tayev mimenu. And that was one of the godlessness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that although he was a person, he was b'shmei shomayim. The fact that Moshe came down with the Luchos to this world, it was one thing that he was able to go up, but to go up and then to come back down, that's equally as impressive than to be able to go up. We can't judge Talmid Chachamim and Tzadikim as to whether they're Mekayim this or not Mekayim this. We could just speak about the Inyan. We could just make note and to learn about the Inyan, that there's a certain Shlemus. And that's called Talmid Chacham Shegeish Baideh. It's a lesson that we can all learn from. We're not Talmid Chachamim. I mean, I'm not. I mean, you may be, but how to not allow growth to take away from Das Adarabah. The growth in Avodas Hashem means that a person is Magdil Das, that he's greater Das, and he has a greater Das and an understanding, and he should use the Torah in a way that it fuses with that Das, in order to know how to use the Torah in a way that from his actions and the way he conducts himself to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, we should be zeichet to be amongst them. Who are Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim all the days of our lives.